Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today we're going to be talking about new hearts. The title of my message today is, Lord, I Need a New Heart. A precious sister in Christ recently heard me say on the podcast that I have trouble loving like Jesus told us to love. And she sent me a series of emails that brought one of the biggest revelations I've received in a very long time. Today I'm going to share it with you. The heart is deceitful and wicked, the Bible says. Our hearts can deceive us into thinking God will overlook this or that sin, or it isn't that bad, that God will overlook it if we pluck that apple and eat it even though He said not to do it. The heart is deceitful. It will deceive you into thinking it's not safe to risk loving others, although the Word of God says to love your neighbor as yourself. And if every one of your neighbors did that, how blessed your life would be. And if you loved them back like that, how blessed their lives would be. The heart is deceitful. It will deceive you into thinking you can never trust anyone again after your wife left you or your husband cheated on you or someone hit you. It is deceitful. It will deceive you into thinking your anger makes you powerful and you should never lay that anger down for anyone or you will be vulnerable again. I want to share with you first what my friend Katie Troutman, who is also a woman who preaches the word, shared with me about how the Lord taught her how to forgive, first of all, because although we are going to be talking about a new heart, we can't really have a new heart if there's unforgiveness marring it, can we? And we can't really learn to love people if we carry unforgiveness either, because the demons that build a nest in our unforgiveness will be forever interfering with everything right we try to do. Okay, so let me read you the beginning of the emails Katie sent me. She told me that she preaches this message often, and she gave me her permission to share this with you. One thing God taught me about forgiveness, and there's a long story behind it and the miraculous way He showed me, but for time's sake, this is how He answered my cry of, Lord, I think I've forgiven, but what if I haven't fully forgiven? How do I truly and completely forgive the way You want me to, Lord? And let me just interject here that the way we know for sure we have forgiven, y'all have heard me preach this, is if we can remember what that person did to us and we feel no emotion whatsoever, none. But if it still makes you angry and upset, you have unforgiveness. Remember that, because this is very important, because unforgiveness means you aren't forgiven, and without forgiveness, you can't enter heaven. Another sign, this part's from me, you have not forgiven is if you can and do recall every minute detail of what happened. If you can remember the temperature, the weather that day, the fact you had gum stuck to your shoe and a run in your pantyhose, and 50 other details about the day someone did you wrong, that is a strong sign you have not forgiven at all, especially if you often recount the whole story with every detail and then follow that with, oh, but I've forgiven them. No, if you can recount every single detail like that, you most certainly have not forgiven them and you are deceiving yourself. The truth of the matter is you are tormented by remembering all the time all those details of what happened. The devil has the replayer playing in your heart and you must forbid him to replay those old memories so you can forgive. Okay. You will notice in Katie's story, she barely gives any detail at all, a sure sign she is truly forgiven. Okay, back to Katie. God told me to take all of the anger that I felt towards that person and place it on the devil where it came from to begin with. Number two, this is what God told her when she cried out to God and said, Lord, what if I haven't really forgiven? You know, how do I forgive? This is what He told her. He said, put all the anger on the devil. Number two, He told me to pray for that person the way I would pray for myself. So I did. I prayed until I felt my feelings change. And I actually meant what I was saying with all my heart. I prayed for several hours until my heart truly lined up. Now, y'all think about this for a minute. How do you pray for yourself? We pray for mercy. We pray for, you know, Lord, bless me. Have mercy on me. Help me to do better. So we're going to pray all the same things for people that have done bad things to us. Number three, He showed me all the sins I commit and had committed and the fact that I need complete forgiveness. So how could I not forgive completely as well? God taught me this because I was struggling with something horrible, something I don't tell a whole lot of people. Now, this is what she's saying. My ex-husband was very abusive towards me, like Lifetime movie abusive, cut from head to toe, tried to hire a hitman to kill me, and a whole lot more. He was very rich, and I was not. I was a waitress in my 20s and thought I had hit the lotto. He owned apartments in multiple states and was incredibly charming in the beginning. Long story short, we had a son together. He was my gift from God. He was everything to me. I was beaten almost every day during my pregnancy. I actually delivered my son with a fat lip and a black eye. Well, that sounds so horrible. He verbally abused me in the hospital right up until delivery. And of course, the abuse continued after I came home. It was horrible in a crazy way to live. Long story short, he had all the money and all the power. He set me up and lied and stole my son Jonathan from me. It was the most painful time I ever had to walk through, so I wanted to make sure I had really forgiven him. I wanted to make sure I had forgiven God's way so that I could go to heaven. I prayed until I had a breakthrough for him, and I still intercede to this day for him. I speak life over him. There's a lot more to the story, but God taught me how to love my enemies. There's so much more to this that has transpired and would take too long to type, but I can say truly from that day, I prayed for him as I would myself and placed all the anger I felt towards him on the devil where it came from. God's love came into my heart for him, and I feel compassion, and I truly mean, Lord, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing. Now I apply that to every relationship and walk in that. It has been the most life-changing thing for me. It set me free in my life and enabled the Lord to fill my heart with so much love and compassion for people. Okay, quick recap for anybody taking notes on the three steps to forgiving. Number one, put all the anger that you have towards that person on the devil. Number two, pray for that person the way you pray for yourself and pray until your feelings line up with the words you are saying. Number three, think back on all the many terrible sins you have committed and realize that God is asking you, if I've forgiven you for all that, how can you not forgive that person the same way? Okay, so Katie goes on to say, I had just gotten home from work and was praying before bedtime, and I asked the Lord, you know, how do I forgive? And she said, I went to bed and felt the Lord tell me to leave on the TV on preaching to minister to me in my sleep. I woke up to a man yelling, you want to know how to forgive? This is how you forgive. You take all the anger you feel towards that person and you place it on the devil where it came from to begin with. And she said, and then the preacher went on to say all the other things that God told her to do. It was truly God confirming what he told me, and it was so funny and so life-changing. It was early morning. This is happening right after that. It was early morning, and just as I'm doing now, I was praying and reading my Bible. I was reading in 1 Samuel 10:9. Where God gave Saul a new heart, and as I thought about that scripture, I realized I had just found a gold nugget in his word. So, okay, here's some background on 1 Samuel 10:9. The prophet Samuel had just told the future King Saul a number of things that were about to happen to him. That he would find his father's donkeys, he would come upon a group of prophets, and he would also prophesy, etc. 1 Samuel 10:9, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And Katie went on to pray. She said, I said to the Lord, Father, the heart remembers. The heart feels and remembers the pains of the past. She said, I've had a lot of trauma, more than I've told you. Y'all, I've talked about abuse many times on this podcast, and you've heard me say, abuse always breaks your heart. And it breaks it again and again every time you're abused. Whether that abuse is physical, verbal, financial, or the less mentionable types of abuse, whatever type, it doesn't matter. It always breaks your heart. Because the people that abuse you are people you care about. If you're abused by a husband, that's the person you love. It always breaks your heart. And then, because we're human, we encase our broken hearts in walls of fear, anger, and pain, trying to protect whatever little pieces of it we still have left, trying to save ourselves from the people who are trying to destroy us. And our hearts, locked inside those walls we built so long ago, risk becoming dry, brittle, and eventually bitter. So I continued and asked, Father, if you gave Saul a new heart, please, I need one too. And she said, mind you, I was in the ministry at that time, and I needed to be healed and receive a new heart from the Lord God too. She said, I was preaching and people were being healed, but I needed healing, and still do. We are all human. We all need new levels of healing and deliverance in our lives, and there's absolutely zero shame in that. Everyone needs God's divine help and nature. We are to go from glory to glory to the day we are translated from this life to His eternal life and kingdom. So no shame, no matter where you are, who you are, or what kind of miracle you need. We have a Father who says yes and amen to every request that we have that is in alignment with His Word. What a joy that is. He is our hope, and He has treasures in His Word for each one of us to be tapped into. Okay, in short, I asked for the new heart because my heart remembered all the years of pain and abuse and defeat. I finished praying and immediately went to wake up my daughter Megan for school. She was rubbing her eyes and said, "Mom, I literally just had the strangest dream from God. There was a live, beating, fleshly heart laying on a surgeon's table, and God said He was giving that to someone." And she went on to say that she had been praying for her friend's parents, and she thought that heart was for them, but Katie said, "I knew that was mine. I knew it." She said, "I was translated to a new level in glory that day because of our King's promise and love for us in His Word. He told me years ago when I was just getting saved at 19 to seek His Word and seek out His treasures, that freely He would give to me and freely give to others. So I always stay transparent because nobody has arrived, regardless of our place in ministry. Nobody is perfect but God Himself and the Lord Jesus. People think they must be perfect to be used by God, but that's not true. In fact, He uses the imperfect so He gets all the glory. I found a treasure that day that set me free and gave me a new heart from the master surgeon. Just a simple prayer brought a dramatic result." Actually, two simple prayers. "God, how do I forgive? And please, Father, give me a new heart." If y'all notice, both of those are in line with God's will. He wants us to be forgiving, and He wants us to be able to love other people. The Lord is faithful to not give a stone to His children, but anything we ask according to His will is a yes and amen if we have faith in Him. I never felt it take place. He just confirmed to me in a miraculous way that He had heard my prayer and He was giving it to me. What did happen was I became a new person on a different level rapidly. I don't get angry with people and stay that way. I truly love with His love. I am always able to see their points of view and how God sees them, and I have tons of compassion and I love strongly. I don't hate people that do me wrong. I used to have to fight my flesh, but now I don't have to. And she said, "I have reasons to. I could tell you story after story. My mother left me a large IRA and another much larger IRA. Without giving you the whole story because it would take too long, it was stolen from me by family. I speak blessing over them and the lawyer. My heart does feel overwhelmed about it at times, especially lately, because I've been struggling financially the last 3 years. We're still blessed and we're okay, but we're struggling where we weren't." She said, "It makes me upset that they have my money, so I have to guard my heart, but it's so much easier. It's a cakewalk compared to how it used to be. I just don't let my thoughts dwell on it, and I speak life over the lawyer and the people involved. I pray He will shed His love abroad in their heart. I can't hate or be angry like I used to feel anger towards people. I love people with real love and no bitterness, and that's something that I struggled with before and just tried to keep in check and walk in love. Now, with my new heart and the principles He taught me, I can truly love." So she went to this one meeting, and there was a prophet that prophesied over her that she had basically had a child taken from her, but that the Lord was going to bring the child back. Anyway, He gave her a time frame, and He told her to be patient and wait on the Lord. Even if it takes 5 years, He will be patient and wait. And she said, "In my head, I prayed, oh no, Lord, not 5 years, please." And then the prophet said, "I hear the Lord say that it won't be 5 years. 5 years is too long." So anyway, she got the new heart. She weighed. She said, "People got filled with the Holy Spirit and healed. God moved through me to touch people, and I had to learn to wait and to be patient, that life doesn't always go the way you want it to. But you love God and you serve Him anyway." That is so true. Anyway, so those are some of the things that happened when I got my new heart and did the things God taught me. I evolved and went up higher in Him. I could love with His love, and it's not a feeling. It's strong, and it's justice, and it's loving beyond yourself. It's loving your enemies, your worst enemy, the people who steal and rob you, the people who are two-faced with you, and on and on. It's being able to truly love them and desire God's best for them, and it's cultivating the ground of your heart and making sure you do the work to maintain your heart and what is righteous. And from there, you grow in that love from glory to glory. You start small, and He grows big inside of you when you surrender yourself. So that's what it felt like. I never felt it go. in and I never felt any different. If he had not given the dream to my daughter, I would have known for sure I'd gotten it. But she said, I see the difference in me. I've been through the ringer, but I love my enemies with true godly agape love because God taught me how to forgive and he gave me a new heart full of his love and strength. Lord, I lift up every person who hears this message to you. Lord, you see the pain each heart is carrying. You see the ugly things the enemy has perpetrated in our lives and the things he has done through us to hurt others. Lord, we all need your forgiveness. We need your mercies every day, Lord God. And I ask now that you would help each of us to understand forgiving the way you want us to understand forgiveness. And that you would help us to walk in that forgiveness towards every person who has hurt us and every person who ever does. We can't do this in our own power, Lord. We need your divine help to do this. Lord, I pray right now you will touch every person who hears this message and give them a new heart. And I'm asking for a new heart too, Lord. I need a new heart of your love, a heart that forgives easily, a heart of worship, a heart that forgives and loves like you do. Give us a heart like you, for you, and your word and your ways, Lord. We ask it based on what you did for Saul long ago, Lord, in 1 Samuel 10:9. And we ask it based on the fact that your word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And Ezekiel 36:25-27, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols, and will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. And Lord, we praise you for this amazing revelation you gave our sister Katie, and we praise you for her so graciously sharing it so we could get new hearts too. And now, Lord, I pray for Katie. You see she loves you with all her heart. I know you want to bless her, Lord, and give her the desires of her heart. And we pray now, Lord, from your word. Jeremiah 31:11, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand that was stronger than he. Thus the Lord says in Jeremiah 31:5, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted. Thus says the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. There is hope in thine end, says the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. The Lord says, this is a word for you, Katie Troutman. I will bring your son home to you. And is anything too hard for our God? Thank you, saints, for joining me and lifting up Katie and her son Jonathan to our mighty God until they are reunited. And Katie, just so you know, I'm also praying for God himself to give you your inheritance that was stolen from you. It may not come back from the people who took it and probably won't, but he can give you that amount of money again. And I'm believing him to do that. He is well able because I know he rebukes the devourer for your sake. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. I was going to do a video of this teaching, but I knew it was going to be too long if I tried to do a video, and it's too close to nightfall, and there's no overhead light in the room where I video. So, Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the 7 temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com.